fiery horse for the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hi-oh, Silver!" The Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past and the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver, the Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Hurry, McFellow! Hail, Silver! Hooray!
A strong, biting wind swept down from Kansas into Oklahoma Territory on a January morning in 1896. It made the older men and a group of riders huddled near a railroad water tank hunch their shoulders and curse loudly. But it only intensified the coldness of fear in a young boy who waited with them. He tried to fight his growing nervousness by talking to his horse and pretending not to hear what the men were saying about him.
Quiet, boy, quiet. We'll line out of here pretty soon, and then it won't be so cold.
I tell you, I don't like it, Al. You never should have brought that kid along with us.
Frank's right, Al. Kids are a jinx, especially this one. He's nervous as a kid.
So were you when you went on your first job.
Yeah, but why risk it? Button like that's liable to get scared.
We need another hand. He wanted a job, so I let him join
up. Now, you're loco, The four of us can handle it.
Oh. Dick and Pat will take care of the engineer and the fireman. You and I will crack the express car. But somebody's got to stay here and watch the horses.
They'd be better off ground hits than with a spooky kid watching them.
Yeah, why don't you get rid of them now, Al? Send them packing before...
Shut up. I know what I'm doing. No telling when I might lose one of you hombres in a caper like this. Might as well be training a kid, training him right.
And we don't know anything about him. He might change real sudden.
Here it comes. As soon as it slows down and stops for this water tank, we go to work. You all know what to do now. Remember, no lead sling unless we need it to get away.
Yeah, we know.
Lynn. Hey, kid.
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
All you have to do is stay back here and keep the horses quiet in case there's any gunfire. Understand?
Don't worry about me, Al. I'll watch the Bronx. And if you need any help, I'll...
Just do what you're told. There'll be plenty of other jobs later on.
Yes, sir.
Climb on there, Charlie, and give old Betsy a drink. She needs it.
And so do I. Now this cold water.
All right, boys. Come on, Frank. Dick and Pat will take care of this end.
Well said, Pat.
Sure. What are we waiting for?
Reach for the sky, boys, and keep them there.
What the? Hold up!
Yeah, now we understand each other. A couple of steep climbing, start heading down the rails.
But we can...
Move! Do it pronto or else.
Come on, Charlie. Why should we get ourselves killed?
Come on, hurry up.
All right, I'll get it up there.
That's it. Now get going. You've got a lead slug in your back. Get moving.
No, don't shoot.
Climb aboard, Charlie.
Yeah, we got rid of that debris. Now, if Al and Frank had any luck in it.
Yeah, sounds like they steered into trouble. Maybe we'd better...
Jack, Pat, head for the horses.
Yeah,
take these sacks.
Yeah, get them.
Go on, hit the leather. I'll cover you.
Right.
Kid, where's the kid? Tell them to bring the horses.
There they are, Al. I was just
bringing... All right, save the gap for later. Straddle them, boys. Right.
Al, if you need any... Oh, my arm.
What's the matter?
I'm hit.
I told you the kid was a jinx. Now we'll
We'll split up. Now listen, kid. Me and the boys will head for the hideout. You better line out for home. Get that arm fixed. I'll give you your split later.
Now we're wasting time.
Okay, come
on. Get up there. Get up. Get up there.
Can't get caught on my first job. Come on, boy. Get up there.
Lynn, please tell me how you hurt your arm. I heard you come in late last night, but I didn't
know sis, it's nothing. Just scraped my shoulder on the corral gate, that's all.
Well, then let me bandage it for you. I'll get some hot water and fix it.
No, it ain't that bad. And even if it was, I think I'll ride into Guthrie and have a doc look at it.
Oh, one minute you say it's nothing, and the next minute you're going to see a doctor. Please tell me the truth, Lynn.
I have told you that... Oh, leave me alone.
Lynn, you haven't done what you threatened to do the other day. Those outlaws over in Greasewood Canyon, you
Listen,
haven't...
I'm old enough to do what I want to.
Well, of course you are, Lynn, but I
and
just
right
want...
now, I don't want to answer any more of your local questions. And what's more, I'm going to ride into Guthrie.
I'll ride with you, Lynn.
You stay home where you belong. I'm riding alone.
Wait, Lynn, I... Oh, there's no other way to find out the truth. I'll follow him.
Hold on, easy.
We'll rest a while, Tonto. Easy, big fella. Good shade under these trees.
Sun plenty hot.
The creek over there will be a... Tonto, listen.
Somebody ride this way and plenty fast.
Two of them. There's so much dust, I can't... One is a girl riding side saddle.
Man first, then girl.
They're headed right for these trees. We better keep out of sight for a few minutes. Come on. Here, Silver Scout.
Whoa. Lynn, I know where you're going now. I followed you to Guthrie and waited outside the doctor's
office. Spying on me, huh?
No, I'm not spying. I'm just
trying to... Stop following me. Go on home. I'm 21. I'll do whatever I want to.
Oh, Lynn, I know what you're going to do, but please don't do it. Well, you'll break Dad's heart if he finds
out. Oh, I'm sick of working on a ranch. And I'm sick of a nosy sister who won't mind her own business. Now leave me alone. Get up there.
Oh, Lynn, I...
Be in trouble. Can I help?
Missed an outlaw.
Nothing is so bad that there's no way to fix it.
You must be part of the gang. Well, why didn't you ride away with him?
You mean the boy who was here? Is he an outlaw?
Of course not. He's my brother, Lynn Allison.
Then I know he's all right. Because outlaws rarely have sisters who worry about them.
It's none of your business.
That's right. But I still would like to help if you'll tell me what's wrong.
No, there's no reason why I should tell you, but I've got to talk to somebody.
Go on.
I'm Henrietta Allison. My father and brother and I live on a little ranch just the other side of Guthrie. At least we all lived there until a few weeks ago when Lynn began to talk about Al Jennings.
You mean Al Jennings, the outlaw?
Well, he's been holding up banks and railroad trains.
Yes, I know. But what connection does Al Jennings have with your brother?
Oh, none, I hope, but I'm not so sure. After last night,
What do you mean?
I heard Lynn come home very late last night. And then this morning, there was a rough bandage on his shoulder. He wouldn't let me touch it. He went to a doctor in Guthrie, and I followed him. The doctor told me he'd treated a bullet wound in Lynn's arm.
Well, that doesn't necessarily mean
that means something. When for the past 3 weeks, Lynn has talked so much about becoming an outlaw. He said he was going to ride east to Greasewood Canyon and join the Al Jennings gang.
You're afraid that's where he's headed now?
Well, he could be going there, but... Oh, what good does it do for me to tell you all this? Well, you're probably
maybe,
one of the...
Maybe
what?
Maybe I can help you. Otto.
Bring
up the horses.
An Indian? I didn't know there was anyone else.
Don't worry. Tonto's a friend of mine, Steady Silver.
We rest long time, Kilo.
Too long, Tonto, too long. I'll try to find your brother, Miss Allison, and bring him back.
Oh, but how? I mean, how
Come on, Silver.
Can you?
Get him up, Scout.
We'll stop here for a few minutes, Tonto. There's an old shack over there we can use.
Be not savvy, Kimasabi.
I'm going to Greasewood Canyon to look for the Jennings gang. I'll ride scout, leave Silver here with you. I can't wear the mask, so I'll need your help with a disguise. Come on.
About an hour later, a tall, suntanned cowboy rode a paint horse along the trail to Greasewood Canyon in eastern Oklahoma. Everyone in the territory knew that somewhere among the winding trails of Greasewood, Al Jennings maintained a hideout, but few men dared to investigate. As he approached the canyon's mouth, the Lone Ranger wasn't surprised to see a man directly in his path. The man was apparently fishing lazily in a little stream. But his rifle and six gun were within easy reach.
Who, scout, who? Easy, fella. Howdy. Howdy, Biden.
Some are, some ain't. What's your business, stranger?
Just drifting.
Likely-looking paint you're riding.
Yeah, I like him. You've got a good-looking horse, too.
What? How'd you know anything about my cayuse? He's ground hitched behind those bushes. You can't see him.
I'd say he's a pinto.
Say, how'd you...
With a big white patch on his right side.
You're lucky when it comes to guessing, stranger.
Wasn't a guess. There are red hairs on the inside of your left pant leg and white hairs on the right one. I'll prove I'm right.
No, you won't. My cayuse is hitting them bushes and he stays here.
Wait till I get my rope. Prove my point, I'll bring him out into the open.
Yeah, you can't rope what you can't see.
Maybe. Watch this. I was right. He is a pinto.
Never saw anybody dab a loop like that. Well, you swung it over 30 feet and you couldn't see the critter, so how...
I saw the bushes move, so I knew about where he was.
Say, what'd you say your name was?
I didn't say, but it could be Tex.
Oh, a Texan, huh? What you doing up here in the territory?
Just riding along and thinking.
Yeah?
Right now, for instance, I'm thinking about a man named Al Jennings.
Jennings? All right, hombre, level off. Who are you?
I might be a friend of his. Yours, too, if you'll take me to him.
No, I never heard of Jennings. I think you're a mite too curious to stay healthy. I'm gonna...
Better keep it in leather. I make a habit of shooting first.
Oh, as quick on the draw as you are with a rope, ain't you?
Quicker. Now, let's talk about Al Jennings.
I don't know what you mean. Come ambling up here, throw a rope like it was a trained snake, and pull a gun before I can scratch my ear.
I want you to take me to Jennings' hideout. I know it's somewhere in Greasewood Canyon, and I know you're a lookout to keep strangers from wandering in.
No, I ain't supposed to take up with strangers. How would I explain that?
Well, can't you say I'm just a footloose cowpuncher who's anxious to make some money, but not anxious enough to work for
it? Oh, Al wouldn't like it.
I'll risk that. Come on, let's ride.
This is where we lay off when we're not busy.
Easy, Scout. Yeah. So I see. Who's in the cabin over there?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe Al and some of the boys.
I'm right behind you, Frank. And if that lanky hombre you brought along doesn't elevate his claws, he'll get a bullet in the back.
Curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now, to continue our story. At the sharp command of Al Jennings, who was standing behind him, the Lone Ranger started to raise his hands. Then, suddenly, his right arm stabbed in a swift, blurring motion. The same instant, he turned with the speed of lightning.
Oh, you winged him.
He did not. Just threw a lucky shot and happened to knock the gun out of my hand.
I knew the critter was slick, but I didn't think...
I don't like to have guns pointed at my back, Al. Now that yours is on the ground, a holster mine.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, we couldn't figure what... Hey, who's he?
This gent goes by the name of Tex. He asked me to bring him up to see Al. These are the boys. This is Dick West and Pat O'Malley.
Howdy, boy.
Howdy,
Tex. Oh, yeah. The button over there. Lynn Allison.
I'm glad to know you, Lynn.
Yeah? Who are you?
All right, stranger. With some trick shooting and a lot of nerve, you've talked your way in here. Oh, what do you want?
A few words with you, Al. In private.
Come on over to the cabin.
Sure.
Nobody here but us. Start talking.
I thought maybe you could use a man like me.
I might.
Is your business any good?
I ain't kicking.
That was a good job you did on the express car to Santa Fe near Edmond last night.
How did you know about it?
Anybody who travels a lot like I do hears a lot of things.
Maybe.
It's a shame the young boy who runs with you had to stop some lead.
We all stop some sooner or later.
Yeah. Who is that boy?
Frank told you his name. That's all I know about him. He wanted to join up, so I gave him a job.
When did I start to work?
Now, wait a minute. I haven't said anything about dealing you in. What kind of a cut do you want?
Well, with my brand of shooting, I think I'm worth an even split.
What? An even split for an armory I've never seen before?
You've seen what I can do with a gun.
Yeah. All right, an even split it is.
Good. When's the next job?
Tonight.
Where?
Bank in Guthrie. That all right with you?
Anything you say, Al.
Well, it's more like it. We'll all head out of here about 10 o'clock.
Then I have some spare time. Guess I'll water my horse.
Sure. But the nearest creek's almost 5 miles south. And this is tricky country. Can you find your way back?
I think so.
You know, stranger, now that we're partners, I can tell you something very funny.
That's so?
For a minute when you went for your gun out there, I figured you might be somebody else.
I wonder who.
You ever hear of a freebooting hombre called the Lone Ranger?
Yeah, I think I have.
But just now I decided I was wrong.
What changed your mind?
I don't think the Lone Ranger would ask for an even split on a bank job.
No, I don't think he would. See you later, Al.
Dick.
Yeah?
Trail that hombre. Don't let him out of your sight.
Oh, Busca, oh. Silly big fella. Tato.
Me here, Kemosabe.
I found the Jennings hideout, Tato, and I saw Lynn Allison. But I didn't have a chance to talk to him alone.
And what we do now?
Al Jennings is going to rob the bank in Guthrie tonight. Ride there as fast as you can, Tato. Tell the sheriff to cover the bank and wait for a signal from me.
He takes Silver?
Yes, I'm going to keep on riding Scout. The gang might recognize Silver, but I'm sure they don't know who I am, so
where
I...
do you double-cross?
Down, Tonto, so I can...
Right through my shoulder.
Hurry, Tonto, ride to Guthrie. I'll tie up this outlaw and leave him here. I've got to get back to the Jennings camp before they get suspicious.
Me wait for you in Guthrie?
Yes, and don't forget to tell the sheriff about my signal. You know what it is.
Get him up, Silver!
There. I'll hold you until I can tell the law where you are. Here, Scout. Got a lot of ground to cover. Steady, big fella. Come on, Scout!
The Lone Ranger returned to the outlaw hideout just in time to join Al Jennings and ride to Guthrie. But a few moments later, Pat O'Malley, who had been left behind, was surprised to hear hoofbeats outside the cabin.
Where's Al?
Al and Frank rode over to Guthrie for that bank job. What's eating you?
Who went with him?
The kid and that new hombre that Frank brought up this afternoon. You know that gent that's so handy with his shooting irons?
Where do you think I got this slug through my shoulder? Who do you think that hombre is?
I don't know. Frank called him Tex or something like that.
You and me got to head for Guthrie pronto.
Line up for... Why?
Because that fast shooting Jasper ain't no Texas cowboy. He's a Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger? How do you know?
I trailed him just like Al told me to. He met a redskin. Sent him on ahead. If Al and Frank try to crack that bank tonight, they'll walk right into a trap. Come on.
But the warning was destined to reach Al Jennings too late. For at that very moment, he and his brother Frank, together with the Lone Ranger and Lynn Allison, were waiting beneath the back window of the Guthrie Bank.
You get that window open, Frank?
Sure. Like opening a cracker box.
Good.
Do I go in with you, Al?
Yeah, I guess.
Why don't you and Frank handle the safe? Lynn and I'll stand watch.
No, I want to go in.
Tex is right, kid. Come on, Frank.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes peeled, both of you. And you, Tex, be sure that gun of yours is handy.
Don't worry.
Frank and I'll blow the safe. We'll all be out of here in 10 minutes. Wait right there.
Sure. You know, Lynn, this is really the smart way to live. Plenty of money and no work.
Sure it is.
Have you been with Al Jennings very long?
No. But I'm learning fast.
Heard you got hit last night on the train holdup.
Oh, it wasn't nothing. Doctor took the bullet right off.
Good.
That was a safe. Al and Frank sure know how to blow them up.
Yeah, they seem
Tex,
to.
Lynn, I need some help.
What's the matter?
Frank here got hurt in the blast. Help me get him out the window.
Yeah, sure.
He's knocked out. I...
Here, let me help you now.
I'm so good myself. A few minutes in the air and I'll be all right.
We're lucky that noise didn't bring any lawmen. Better let Lynn and I go in and finish the job. You stay out here and watch.
All right, hurry up. Get in there.
Sure.
Back into those bags right there on the floor. Get a move on.
Come on, Lynn. There it is. Wide open and waiting for us.
Gee, I'll bet there must be $1,000,000 here.
Not quite a million. Yeah, here's the lantern that Al left. Hold it while I dump the boxes out of the safe. You can pack them into the bags.
Golly, I never saw so much money.
It's a pretty good-sized bank. A lot of personal paper here, too. Huh, look. Some securities and a mortgage. Let's see. It's made out to Mr. John C. Allison.
Why, that's my dad.
Here's another one. Mrs. Nellie Evans.
I know her. She was my school teacher.
And here's some money that belongs to a church.
Oh, wait. Do we have to take that?
Bank robbers take everything. And let's see. Here's another envelope. It's marked hospital. Ought to be plenty in that.
No, I don't think we ought to take it.
Why? What's the matter?
Well, somehow it don't seem right to take money that belongs to churches and hospitals and the people who've worked hard to save it.
Bank robbers either take money or a lot of lead bullets. Why shouldn't we take it? Nobody'll know.
I'll know. Well, I didn't think it would be this way. I thought that banks...
had lots of money that belonged to nobody in particular? What difference does it make? I thought you were a real bank robber.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to do it. I'm through with Al and the gang, and you too.
Oh, wait a minute. Nobody quits Al Jennings' gang. He'll kill you before he'll let you quit.
Well, I'll take that chance. I'd a lot rather be dead anyway than be a bank robber. I'm going home.
I believe you really mean that, Lynn.
Sure, I mean it.
Then shake, Lynn Allison. I'm proud of you.
Shake? You want to shake my hand because
Because you proved to be just like I thought you would.
Well, I don't understand.
You made one mistake last night, Lynn. But no one will ever know about that if you never make another.
I won't. But why are you telling me this? And your voice,
wait.
That's who he is, huh? The Lone Ranger.
I didn't see it himself.
Yeah, I'll do my talking with Lynn. Hey, grab that kid.
He kicked the lady.
Quick,
lay down.
Here, back of the safe.
Hey, where are they, Al?
I don't know, but I'll find out.
They'll find us in a minute.
Go, Lynn. Use your gun, but not that way.
Well, what do you mean?
Back of
You see them?
Come out from behind there, you dirty double-crossing scum.
Now, Lynn, throw your pistol as hard as you can through the front window.
Throw my gun? But why?
It's a signal. Don't ask questions. Throw it.
Hey, Al, Al, we're getting away.
Oh, they're not.
What good did that do?
Listen.
They're in the back. This way. Smash the door.
Here, it's a lock. Come on, both ways.
Yeah, we're in the middle.
Not as long as we can shoot. Get on, both of you. Riddle them when they come through that door.
Now, listen to me, Lynn. See that other window in front? We'll have to jump through it.
Well, I don't know who you are, mister, but wherever you go, I'll tag along.
Good. Follow me.
Well, there they are. The cop puts you and the kid up front.
Now, Lynn, you know where your horse is?
Yeah, I think he's right over there.
Then run. Run fast and ride for home.
But you, how are you going to get...
Don't ask questions. Run, boy.
That's one of them, Sheriff. He's getting away.
Hello. Hello.
He's here, Kemosabe.
It worked, Tonto. Where are the horses?
Silver Scout, right here.
Good. Come here, boy. We've got to move fast, Tonto.
Huh?
The sheriff will take care of Al Jennings and his gang.
Huh?
And Allison is safe at home, or he soon will be. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Late the next afternoon when the Lone Ranger and Tonto rode up to the Allison Ranch.
Oh, Silver. Oh, Scout. Oh, Silver.
Lynn, it's the man with the mask. The one I told you about.
I want to meet him.
I see your brother has come home, Miss Allison.
Oh, I want to thank you. Was it you who found him?
Well, most boys who come home just find themselves.
And I'm going to stay this time.
Good.
Say, I can't see your face on account of that mask. But your voice sounds familiar. Don't I know you?
Maybe you do, Lynn. I wanted to be sure you kept a promise you made. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
I wonder if he really is the Lone Ranger.
I don't know, sis. But I'm mighty proud to know him.
I'm Silver! Hi!
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.